Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, that's right. I am the Cajun King. I am the Cajun contractor at thecajuncontractor.com. And according to webtalkradio.us info byte, Home Talk USA now is the third most listened to weekend radio internet show on air today, where every listener is a king, but no one wears a crown. Don't forget, though, got a programming note that you can catch Home Talk USA in its entirety every Sunday morning, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Time, on the Business Talk Radio Network, which is the sister station of the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, which is the network you are listening to me now. I want to invite you to go to our website at hometalkusa.com. It is available to you 24/7, 365. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter, my Facebook page. Hey, you can do all your home improvement Google searches. That's right. You can search the information highway on the hometalkusa.com website. All right. Now I want to talk to Brett Oakley. He is with Flex Waterproofing. We're going to talk about waterproofing. As you know, we're kind of warming them up here all across the country, and a lot of you be able to protect your structures with waterproofing, and one of the leaders in waterproofing, Brett Oakley. Hey, Brett, welcome to the Gumbo Pot. How you doing, my friend?
Real good, Mike. How about yourself, buddy?
If life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning, my friend. But, I had a long conversation, and I know that you are a volunteer fireman for over 20 years, and that a particular experience led to you really to begin looking for solutions really to help homeowners to be safer in their homes. I mean, can you elaborate on that?
Yes, sir, Mike. I'll tell you what, it's sort of funny that I had started Marflex Waterproofing and Basement Products in 1990-1991 and dedicated to the housing industry. But what's really funny is we was actually out on a fire on Hetzler Road in Middletown, Ohio, a fully engulfed house fire. And back in the good old days, as a volunteer fireman, we didn't have stipulations like most of them do today, so you could actually go on house fires yourself. You might get yelled at by your chief, but I always broke the rules. And actually fell through a floor, and when I landed in a basement, thank God it had a lot of water in it from the water main that had broke in the house. And I'm doing the backstroke in the basement, trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of this thing. I look around, and there's solid concrete walls on all four sides. It's black. It's about 4:30 in the morning, and you know, it sort of hits you. Wow. Nobody knows I'm in the basement. I'm floating in water. How do you get out? And that's when it really hits you point blank in the middle of the night. How would people in a situation of a fire or their families escape out of a house? Or how would firemen, if a stairway is fully engulfed in fire, get to your family?
Wow.
That so, until you put yourself in that situation and really understand the fear that goes through you and that might be going through that child, it doesn't impact you. That was the day that it changed my life on foundations.
Wow. So basically what you're telling my audience, it was that experience that led you to begin looking for an entire foundation of your home. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I tell you, it's been amazing over my years of fire experience. And this is probably one of the biggest things that I started doing some research and trying to understand what happens. A lot of people and a lot of builders and a lot of the construction industry build homes. Well, we as a building industry are responsible for the consumer's safety. We're expected to look out as our industry as a whole different level of safety. And what happens is we build basements with no ingress and no egress. So if across the United States of America, if you go to build a house and you don't finish your basement at the time of construction, you're not required to put any kind of egress window wells in your house. So what happens is people go out, they buy a home, it's a starter home, they have some kids, and the first thing they say is, hey, look, Tammy wants to go downstairs and build a bedroom downstairs. So the consumer goes down, frames the basements up, not understanding the danger, the family's never experienced a fire, and all of a sudden they build a house or complete the basement, put their teenage kid down there, and a fire breaks out. There's no way to get out of that house.
Wow.
It's sad as an industry that we're allowing that, and that's why Marflex is trying to constantly push and try to find ways to educate the consumer on, man, please think, because when you lose a family member because the builders are not forced to put egress in, it really is frustrating when the consumer has to deal with that.
Well, you're on the show now, and we got a tremendous listening audience, and as you know, that's what we do is educate our audience, and the reason why you're on the show, because this is important, and there's been too numerous of fatalities to even mention, and if we can save one life, then it was all worth it. But I have to ask you, man, do you feel that the current economy and housing downturn has an effect on the way new home foundations are designed and really built?
Yeah, I tell you what, I think what's happening is nationwide that we're seeing is, unfortunately, builders have to fit the money budget that banks will allow and the loans will allow people on day-to-day, how much money can they afford in a house. And what happens is people are focused on the cabinets, the kitchens, the bathrooms, what they see. What they don't understand is the foundation of a home is the most critical point of a house that can't be changed without a large expenditure after you build your house. We see that the downturn has created builders to go out and want to cheapen up the below grade, which is the most important part of the home for long term. If you do anything without a good footer and a good foundation underneath it, I think it's going to bite you in the long run.
Yeah, you hit that nail on the head. But, hey, you know, I have a saying on this show. I was green before green was even cool. We've been talking about green initiatives for a long time here on this show. Some people even claim, even some people in the mainstream media, even claims that Michael King, the Cajun contractor, is actually probably the father of green technology, going to my old archive shows, talking about it before people really even knew what this was. Now, there was green building for a lot of years, but it never got to mainstream media till we introduced it on this show. So with that being said, I mean, the green initiative and sustainability are factors that have become something states are beginning to legislate into law. I just got back from the NASCA convention, the National Association of Licensing of Contractors, and they've been talking about this. But in reality, it's been something that you've worked on for years. When did you really begin focusing on green product stuff?
I'll tell you what, Mike, we actually, the late 90s is when I really started getting focused on it. I started seeing a lot of ups and downs in the, just as far as in the petroleum industry, and was really watching overall what was really going on between the global economy. And, you know, it's impressive when you sit back and you sort of really study the whole globe, and you start understanding which countries are really having their game plan together and which ones are not. And that's what woke me up. Late 90s, I said, you know, there's all kinds of companies already starting to talk a little bit about green, and there still is today. But the thing that really got confusing for us was people say green is 10%. And that was the interesting part to us, was because people think, oh, okay, it's 10% recycled. You know, I've got 10% this, or I'm within 500 miles of a location where it's manufactured.
Well,
it really wasn't a true green product.
Brett, I need to hold on. We're talking to Brett Oakley. Got to take a short break. There's music. Please go to our website at hometalkusa.com. That's where all our sponsors are. When you help them, you help the old Cajun Contractor. I'm the Cajun Man, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Yay!
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
And I want to welcome you back. This segment to Home Talk, though, is sponsored by Kachina Lead Paint Solutions, EPA certified lead paint remediation and training. Check them out at Kachina Lead Paint Solutions, HometalkUSA.com. We're talking to Brett Oakley with Marflex Waterproofing, and they manufacture some great waterproofing products down there, and we're talking about a story that they the origin and great interests and how Brett Oakley really got into this type of business. But I guess, Brett, before the break, we were talking about the green initiatives and the sustainability. But now, Shockwave Drainage Board and the GeoMat line of products are 100% green and the only solutions of their kind in the entire industry, I understand. Now, do you feel that it's been a tough sell to really bring these fresh ideas to the new building industry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the key of it is I think that so many people have got hung up, Mike, on not quite understanding what green is, and I think it's like everything. I think to change people, they've got to understand things. That's what the interesting part with the Shockwave. It's a really unique product that's made out of a 100% recycled post-foam product out of the automotive industry. And what's really interesting about this is when people find out that it is not only a green product, but it's the most durable, the highest drainage product in the country, as well as 100% recycled, they catch on to it quick. The problem with it is the industry has been called green. They walk into different places and everything they see is green this, green this, green this, and the people have taken advantage of this movement, but their products are truly not a green product. It's a percentage of green, so it's an improvement, but it's not what Marflex is trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish a whole new wave of hitting a 25% recycled or up on all of our products, and that's a tough goal in the construction market.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because we've done many shows really exposing that that point in the early years of green where everybody was kind of jumping on the bandwagon, and then we realized that a lot of these technologies were not green and didn't really understand what green was all about. And so I'm glad you you're mentioning that. And but with that being said, I mean, as a leader of and I guess as a leader and innovator of in this new green movement, it also has become important commitment for you, I understand, to begin educating these architects and engineers as well as others in the industry, including NASA and HUD and the FAA. Tell us a little bit about this Marflex University that you've been promoting.
Well, and I'll tell you what we've done, Michael. Thanks to people like yourself reaching out there in the world and talk shows and educational programs, what we're trying to do is the same thing we're doing today. It's all educational. It's how you get people's attention and how you educate them. You know, I'm going to back up here for a minute on the last question, Michael. We were talking about the Shockwave Drainage Board. And the GeoMat. One of the things people don't know is with Shockwave, it's designed for like heavy rock, heavy backfill, rough terrain areas when you're building homes, because this product, when you put it on the wall, acts as a hydrostatic cushion against the home. So it actually expands and contracts. It actually will absorb the shock from the ground and help keep the foundation to where it's not always got a solid barrier. So it's got an actual, like a shock absorber in between there. And then the GeoMat is a product designed for more sandy soils where you don't have a lot of rock and rough soil, where you're not required to have any kind of an R value. So that's why we focused on a couple different boards to fit different soil conditions throughout the United States. This is why we created Marflex University. We have taken this to the next level. We started continuing education courses to allow us to educate the architects and the home builders in the country about these products and the proper way to install these products, because I feel that that the interest is here. I feel that the builders are wanting to get more educated. The architects are starting to finally grab onto the movement. And when you are the leader in the United States of America with innovative solutions for basements, it's our time. And that's why we created Marflex University. You know, we can't say enough about your show. And I follow your show on some of the things that's going on. And I can't endorse you enough, Michael, because we have got to take this movement to the next level, especially with the petroleum prices. How do we gain sustainability across the United States of America at the next level?
Well, you're right. It's just educating the public, and you know, that's what we did 8.5 years ago. And I'm not going to mention the building association, but I was on an attack. They even had a cease and desist order against me, you know, because, hey, King, what are you doing? You can't build a home like that. You can't build a green home. You can't build a home with structure integrity and indirect quality. You're going to push the price up the home. You ain't going to be able to build a home for that. But they realized I was right and they was wrong. But give us a website, man. We're out of time. Brett, what's your website?
It's marflex.com, www.marflex.com. Come and see us with Marflex Waterproofing and Building Products. We've got a ton of different products, both below grade and above grade. If you've got a problem with your house,
right,
come and see us.
Got to run. Marflex.com. This is the Cajun Contractor, and this is Home Talk USA. Yay!